Speaking of busy weekend, we're going to check in with our good friend John Deckard. He is in charge of the Quarry Festival of Books. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good to hear from you, my friend. You're going to jump right in with, let's see, Thursday, Ohio State, Indiana. Friday, the first Friday, so everything's going on with that. Saturday, Garlic Fest, Arts, the 4th Street Arts Festival, and the Quarry Festival of Books, year number two. Well, sounds like we've just gotten started here. What was the genesis behind this project, and what's gotten us to year number two?
You know, I think that a lot of people at IU Press, you know, traveled around the country, and they saw a lot of bigger cities and communities. They had book festivals, you know, opportunities for readers to meet local authors and get books signed. And, you know, I think that a couple of years ago, we had some people on staff who kind of were the brains behind the idea, and last year we finally got it kicked off and did it at Dunmeadow, and last year had an amazing turnout, an amazingly beautiful sunny day, and a lot of success, and that's what brings us to the year two. So you know, we're hoping for good weather, but you know, definitely looking forward to giving people a chance to meet some authors and get some books signed.
John, often when something like this happens, it's a single author in a bookstore signing a book. You got 20-some authors that are going to be there to sign books.
Yeah, you know, I think that you know, we wanted to do that, you know, with the idea being that we have a wide range of books, but we've kind of zeroed in on not only new releases, but books that, you know, have some ties, whether it's to Bloomington or Indiana University or the state of Indiana or the Midwest. And I've kind of, you know, gone through and talked to authors, you know, who have books that kind of fit that. And we've been amazed by the response, first by the authors. You know, pretty much everybody who's been asked has been willing to make the trip. And not everybody is, you know, local. So, you know, they're excited to do this. And then, you know, like I said, we've had a great response from readers who, you know, not only enjoy getting a chance to get a book signed, but also really enjoy the chance to sit down, you know, for a few minutes and meet an author and talk to them.
John, I looked at your list of authors, and I know some of the names because we've known them forever. They're great authors. They're published. We know all about the works that they've done. Some of the names I don't know, but that doesn't mean that I shouldn't be reading their books. It just means that they're not as familiar to me. Talk about some of the authors that aren't as well known in this area that are going to be there.
Well, you know, I think that there are quite a few. You know, Abe Amador, you know, has a book. You know, Chuck Taylor, that he wrote a couple of years ago that we brought back. You know, Abe has worked at the Indianapolis Star, and it was a very popular book the first time we brought
it out. That's Chuck Taylor from the Converse tennis shoes, right?
Right. It is. It is. So, you know, we think that's a really neat book. Carol Peachy, we just came out with this book. It's called Straight Bourbon. She's a photographer from Kentucky, and really, for anybody who's familiar with the Bourbon Trail, traveled around
right to
a lot of the various distilleries and really has some amazingly beautiful pictures in this book.
Is she bringing free samples?
We will have shot glasses that will be on our prize wheel, but we will not be serving bourbon.
You don't have a permit for that.
No, I don't think Indiana University would look very kindly on that.
No, but it's a great variance of what kind of authors you have. You've got people that have been through different walks of life, so it's not a genre event. It's really one of everything.
It really is, you know, because what we wanted to do, we wanted to make sure that, you know, whoever you were, whether you were a child, you know, we'll have, you know, an Indiana University coloring book there. We have Emily Thompson, who's done a couple of children's books. She'll be there, so there's something of interest to kids. There are, you know, fiction books that are going to be of interest to people, and certainly it will kind of, among the books that won't necessarily be signed, we have some scholarly books. So we wanted to make sure that if you knew about the Quarry Festival and came, that there'd be something that you could look for, but also if you just happened to stumble across it and just, you know, were kind of perusing the books, that somewhere, you know, somehow you'd find something that would kind of be up your alley.
The Quarry Festival of Books is happening this Saturday. The festival will take place in Dunmeadow, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Is there any fee to get involved? Can I come around and just snoop around?
Oh, absolutely no fee. I mean, if anything, we're going to have a prize wheel. So honestly, if you come, the first 100 people get a free book. So certainly no fee. We're just, you know, trying to get people there. And like I said, we're going to have a prize wheel where we'll be doing some giveaways, you know, some local restaurants have, you know, chipped in with some things, and we'll have some special discounts on books. So it's kind of the absolute opposite of charging a fee. You know, we really want people to come and enjoy themselves and, you know, maybe get a book or two while they're there.
Now, John, when I come to this, do I have to bring a book or can I buy the book there?
You will be able to buy the book there.
Okay.
We'll be set up. Basically, what we'll do, we'll have all the books lined up. You can kind of peruse them. The authors will all be seated along the sides. We're going to have a big 40 by 100 foot tent. And you buy the book, and then you go to the author and have them sign it, and, you know, maybe sit down and talk to them for a few minutes about the book and your thoughts about the, you know, your thoughts about them, and just kind of, you know, pick their brains, you know, kind of what.
How important is that connection between, I don't want to say the fans and the author, but the readers and the author?
Well, we think it's really big. You know, we think that there are a lot of people that are big fans of these people that have enjoyed, you know, some of the books that they've read in the past, and we just think it's a unique opportunity. You know, obviously I came from athletics. I know how much, you know, fans have always enjoyed the opportunity to meet athletes and meet coaches, and I think this is kind of the same way, that gives readers a chance to meet the people behind these books.
Well, John, the thing that intrigues me most about this is that your authors are storytellers, and, you know, you read their book, it's like a conversation. Now you not only have the book, but you have the author right there in front of you to talk to them about the nuances of the book or something they said in the book, or what about this detail or that detail. That's amazing that you have that access to the author.
Yeah, that's what we think, and our authors, you know, this is certainly the case last year, they are absolutely great as far as, you know, they want to talk to their readers. You know, they like to get their feedback, and they love it when, you know, people have read things that maybe they wonder what the motivation was behind it, mm-hmm. and want to pick their brains a little bit. So, being there for 6 hours, the authors obviously won't be, you know, signing the entire time, and will really welcome the chance to talk to as many people who are interested in learning a little bit about their book.
John Decker's our guest this morning. He's in charge, or one of the people in charge, of the Quarry Festival of Books. It's happening this Saturday, September 2nd, Dunn Meadow, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and people can follow along on Facebook. What's your Facebook page, John?
It is IU Press, so facebook.com/IU Press.
John, last year, did people kind of wander over from the 4th Street Art Fair? Was it a circuit that people made, or did they come specifically for your authors?
Did you have that on your questionnaire when they came over?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, certainly it's no coincidence that we chose this weekend. You know, we think that it's just a great opportunity. You know, we're obviously situated fairly close to the 4th Street Festival, which was a little bit by design. You know, we think that there are going to be so many people out and about around town that, you know, obviously people, you know, 4th Street Festival is, you know, just a great tradition, and I love going over there, and a lot of people do. And we thought, you know, by bringing this along, it gives people another thing that, whether it's before they go to 4th Street Festival or after, that they can swing by and check out some books. So, you know, being situated close to them, I think, is going to be a really good thing, hopefully, for both of us.
And it makes sense. The crowd gets the crowd, and the more crowd, there's more stuff going on. We'll have a big crowd on Thursday with Ohio State and Indiana. Friday, obviously, is the first Friday, so that's going to get people fired up. And then all day Saturday, 10 to 4 p.m., Dunn Meadow, free admission right here on the campus of Bloomington. 20 authors of fact, fiction, and everything else going on. John, if people want more information, the best place to go is the Facebook page, correct?
Yes, it definitely is. And we'll be giving updates you know, about the books and about the authors, and obviously we'll be keeping a close eye on the weather, as everybody will, to see if that has any impact. But
take a picture there and take a picture of that 40 by 100 foot tent.
Right.
That'll help people
get your drone in action.
that'll get people's ease people's mind. All right, best of luck year number two. We hope you guys have a great event, everybody. The one question I always ask with these things is, if I'm going to show up and buy some books, do I need to have cash? Do you have Apple Pay? Do you have the swipe card doohickey majobber? Can you, how are we going to do this?
Honestly, we're about the complete opposite of which we can do anything other than cash. So
great.
Checks,
you know why? Cash
cards.
Has a way of disappearing.
That's,
that's a great point. So any credit card, debit card, great.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
Awesome. So that
we'll be good to go.
You're right. You are the exact opposite of that, and that's probably good because everybody's got a card in their pocket somewhere these days. John, great job as always. Thank you. We look forward to, again, seeing you guys on Saturday. You'll be part of the hustle and bustle down there between 7th Street and all the way down to Buskirk, Hill,
Park,
Waldron. Park. I don't have that. I don't think I have the order right, but it's part of the big festival going on this weekend here in Bloomington. Great job, buddy. We'll see you this weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys.